All right, as promised, we're joined right now by a running back for the Tennessee Titans. He's coming off a season where he had 12 touchdowns, over 1,000 yards rushing. He was the AFC Offensive Player of the Month for December, a national champion, a Heisman Trophy winner, a Doak Walker winner, a Maxwell Award winner, Walter Camp Player of the Year as well. He was the 45th pick overall in 2016 out of Alabama. He is appearing courtesy of FedEx Air and Ground Program. Derrick Henry is my guest. Derrick, it's great to have you on. How are you?
How you doing?
Good, man. Good. Great to have you. So the NFL draft starts tonight. Derrick, let me start right there in Nashville. Since you were drafted, you've got a pretty good idea of what that whole thing's about. But for those who do not know about Nashville as a city and a place to be, how would you describe Nashville? What's that town all about?
A very nice town. You know, I'm from the South, so I really like it. You know, you got good food, good music, you know, it's a great city. I'm sure everybody who's down here for the job is really enjoying it, you know, and it's a very nice city, you know, to visit. You know, they have like a lot of bachelor parties here. I think like number one in the U.S. for people to come visit. So, you know, it's a great city to come to. You like music, food, and fun.
Smashville, it's a great place. Derrick Henry joining us. So, as I mentioned off the top, you were drafted 3 years ago. As you look back, what do you remember about the entire draft experience? And then, what was it like when you finally heard your name called?
I was very anxious and nervous. You know, I was with my family. And friends and everybody who supported me, like, you know, my name to be called, and, you know, it was just so surreal that they had finally came. I just couldn't wait. And I got my name called. I was very excited, you know, and one of the best days of my life.
Derrick Henry joining us. Now, you had a great, great college career, as I mentioned. How different are you as a running back now than when you were first drafted? Like, what do you know now that you didn't know then?
I think it's just, like, learning how to be a pro. You know, and I think as years went on with my experience, you know, I got better and better at doing that. You know, and you know, in the pros, you just have to be consistent and play at a high level each and every year. Now, the great ones did that. The ones you hear about to play my position and play other positions, and that's the main thing, is just focus on being a consistent player and playing consistent, you know, and playing at a high level. If you're going to be a superstar in this league.
Now, back in December, you had that 238-yard, four-touchdown game against Jacksonville, and then you had 170-yard, two-touchdown performance the following week. When you look back, Derrick, on last season, and in particular, how you and the team played in the month of December, what kind of thoughts do you have?
You know, we just had great chemistry. You know, we were carrying that momentum each week, you know, and playing at a high level. And that's what's expected, and that's what we should expect, you know, as a team, you know, just continue to keep doing that. And, you know, we added some great additions, you know, to the team this year and building that chemistry, work hard this off season, you know, and just ready to get started, you know, to put everything around us as a team.
You know, you're looking ahead, but as I go back to that month, that was such a huge month. The team went 4-1. You ran for 625 yards and 8 touchdowns. It was so good that the GM, John Robinson, said, quote, he proved that he could step in there and carry the load, and we'll try to put that right back on him, end quote. So what's your reaction when you hear that the organization knows you can carry that load and they want to put that on your back?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
You know it. Derrick Henry joining us. You know, you look at last season, maybe it didn't start the way you wanted it to, but then you got it rolling. But during the bye week last year, I know you reached out to Eddie George. What did the two of you talk about, and what was your takeaway from that conversation?
Yeah, just talking about my game and how I was playing. You know, I wasn't playing at a high level. I wasn't running like I was supposed to. He was telling me, you know, I'm a big guy. I use that at my advantage, you know, deliver goals, run physical, finish run, you know, be a consistent player, you know, those things. You know, the things that he did, you know, when he played at a high level, you know, just do those things, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't really doing that, you know, just evaluate myself and my game and how I was playing. And, you know, I'm glad he took the time to have a conversation with me, you know, to help me out, you know, when I needed it.
I mean, Derrick, so in terms of that, like, you're a good dude, but the one thing that keeps coming up is that you run hard and you run angry. Is it something that you consciously dial up when you step on the field? Or does that attitude just kind of show up and just happen?
Yeah, it's something that I always want to do, just run angry, run physical. You know, so I'm a big guy, so I kind of have to. You have to have that physical presence, especially playing my position. know, being a running back in the NFL, because you're always going to get hit. So you got to make sure you're being physical and delivering the blows.
Derrick Henry joining us. Now, you had that monster game against Jacksonville, and you were wearing cleats designed by the Special Olympics athletes. And after that game, they were auctioned off to raise money for Special Olympics Tennessee. The winning bid came from somebody named TitansFan22. For those who aren't tracking, that was you. What did it mean to be able to keep the cleats and to support the Special Olympics at the same time?
Oh, yeah, it's very special because I did Special Olympics, you know, in high school year after year. And I definitely wanted to, you know, do some cleats this time that I really had a passion for and could relate to because I did it back in high school, and I got time to spend time with the kids and let them put their own design on the cleat. So it was a very cool moment, you know, to be able to do that, you know, and spend time with those kids and, you know, to see their design on TV and then me have that game. So it was very cool and a very special moment.
That is cool. Good for you. Now, Alabama's got a couple of really unique running backs in this year's draft. Yeah. Damian Harris talks about the fact that he used to watch everything you did in games, after games, in the weight room, and that he really appreciates how you showed him the way. He calls you a role model. He said that you set the standard. What's it mean to hear that from him, and then how proud are you of him?
Very proud of Damian. You know, he did do those things. He always asked me for advice. He always take me, you know, if he needed advice. You know, I had a good relationship when he was there, you know, as a freshman, you know, and he carried that on. And I'm very proud of him. I'm excited for him. Can't wait to see where he goes. And, you know, I know great things are in store for him.
All right, so what about Josh Jacobs? He says he's learned so much from you, too, when you come back to campus. And, like, you're like a big brother to him. When you look at Josh as a running back, what do you see, and how good can he be?
Very good. I say he's a complete package. He can do it all. Run very hard. He's physical. Gets his nose in there, pass block, pass catching, every tool, you know, he checks every box, you know, and a running back needs, you know, going to the draft that the team is looking for. So I expect him to get picked tonight and have a great impact on which team he goes to. So I'm excited for him as well.
All right, so one last thing before I ask you about the FedEx Air on Ground program, which I'm going to get to. Speaking of the weight room, you're a monster in the weight room, and you recently posted a video with the legend Scott Cochran, the head strength and conditioning coach. What was it like to work out with him back in the day and having him get up in your grill, yell at you, and get you fired up?
Man, it was always fun with Coach Cochran, man. Always high energy, you know, always working hard, you know. So, you know, he definitely, you know, helped a lot of us get where we are today. You know, he's just like a head coach in himself. He spent a lot of time with us. Always bringing energy each and every day. So you know you had to bring it when you were working out with Coach Cochran. So it was definitely fun and a lot of great memories.
So did you love the weight room from day one, or is that something you kind of had to grow to love?
I always did as a kid. I loved the weight room. Love working out. I always had fun.
All right, so you're working with FedEx Air on Ground program, which supports the USO Pathfinder program. It helps service members and military spouses transition back to civilian life. What are you doing with them, and what do you like about that program?
I'm just excited to be a part of it, help them announce the $10,000 that they're donating to USO, you know, for the military, and giving them an opportunity to transition to civilian life and supporting the USO Pathfinder program. You know, I think that's very cool, a very great thing that FedEx is doing. You know, I'm just happy to be a part of it on behalf of the 2019 draftees who will be Air and Ground Players of the Week. You know, just so cool, and me be a part of it. If they're giving back to the military, having this special moment, having me here, I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Good for you. It's also a really good program, the FedEx Air and Ground program. Always happy to work with those folks. Always happy to talk to those who represent them, including Derrick Henry. Derrick, good to run you down. Really nice to have you on the program. Great to talk to you.
And thank you. Thank you for having me.